Text 5. Geoffrey Chaucer, The Wife of Bath.
A worthy woman from beside Bath City was with us, somewhat deaf, which was a pity. In making cloth she showed so great a bent, she bettered those of Ypres and of Ghent. In all the parish not a dame dared stir towards the altar steps in front of her, and if indeed they did, so wroth was she as to be quite put out of charity. Her kerchiefs were of finely woven ground. I dared have sworn they weighed a good 10 pound, the ones she wore on Sunday on her head. Her hose were of the finest scarlet red and gartered tight. Her shoes were soft and new. Bold was her face, handsome and red in hue. A worthy woman all her life. What's more, she'd had 5 husbands, all at the church door, apart from other company in youth. No need just now to speak of that, forsooth. And she had 3 been to Jerusalem, seen many strange rivers and passed over them. She'd been to Rome and also to Boulogne, St. James of Compostela and Cologne. And she was skilled in wandering by the way. She had gap teeth, set widely, truth to say. Easily on an ambling horse she sat, well wimpled up, and on her head a hat as broad as is a buckler or a shield. She had a flowing mantle that concealed large hips, her heels spurred sharply under that. In company she liked to laugh and chat, and knew the remedies for love's mischances, an art in which she knew the oldest dances.